Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You feeling rich, Tommy?
Not
a lot of people are right now. But if you can hear us, you're probably in a better spot than most of the people in the state of New York.
Oh.
Living in a place with money.
Are we fat with it?
Is a strange experience. Mm. Because the things that come along because of that can be a godsend. They can also, at the same time, send you to the poorhouse.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah.
In front of us, we have a list of the wealthiest counties in New York State.
Oh.
Now, they base this on median income. That's the one right in the middle.
Yeah.
Not the average. Okay. And to, there are 62 counties in New York State.
So this is outside of New York City, though.
No, New York City is included.
But is there a county for New York City?
Yeah, there's. Well, I mean, like count. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't it not have?
Well, no, I know there's boroughs, but are those counties?
I think the boroughs are in counties, or there are counties within the boroughs. There are counties anywhere. Okay. Right. 62 counties in New York State. Would either of you like to guess where Monroe County came in as wealthy?
Top 10?
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I'm going to say number 12.
Monroe County is the 21st wealthiest county in New York. A median income of $74,409, which is actually well above the national average.
Yeah, it is.
Now, that being said, of the folks that can hear us, Monroe County was not the wealthiest county in our area.
Oh.
That title belongs to Ontario County, with a median income of about $5,000 higher than Monroe.
Because of Victor and Canandaigua.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
But I mean, you
guys, we
also have Pittsford, Victor, and Fairport. Or I'm sorry, Pittsford, Penfield, and Fairport.
Yeah, true.
Okay, look. The rest of the counties in our area, now keep in mind, Monroe County was 21.
Yeah.
Wayne was at 23, about 74 grand a year. Livingston County came in at 26, 72 grand a year. Genesee came in about the same at 28. And the county that took it the most in the shorts, that can hear us.
Poe County?
Yep. Wyoming County.
Wyoming busted.
Rounds out the bottom of our area with just about 69 grand median income. So people in Wyoming County are making about a full $5,000 less a year on average, or excuse me, median, than Monroe County is. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you want to live in a place that has money?
Well, yeah, because you get more stuff.
Okay. Kimmy, would you agree?
I mean, I would think that that would bring in, like, you know, more business and stuff like that, which would benefit you, right?
Okay.
Look at all that poor we drove through in the deep south.
Agreed.
It was so goddamn depressing.
Brutal. And the people that live there, I don't know how they survived.
Mm.
So here's the thing. There are lots of people that could hear us right now in Monroe County that don't make near the $74,000 median income.
Some people in this room.
Those people get a bunch of perks living in a wealthier place. You get parks, you get services, you get festivals paid for by tax money. But the stuff around you can also cost more.
Yeah.
The housing market right now is a big example of that. And as you get more specific, getting into individual towns in Monroe County, it's even more noticeable. For example, it costs more to live in Pittsford than it does in places like Gates, Hilton, and parts of the city of Rochester.
Yeah.
And we're not just talking about home prices.
What do you mean?
I would love to see the average cost of a night out in Gates versus the average cost of a night out in Pittsford. Bars, restaurants on the east side versus west side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well, you know, nicer the restaurant, bigger the price.
Well, no, there are nice restaurants on the west side.
Right, but I'm guessing if you took the best place in on the east side and the west side and look at the menu.
Probably pretty similar.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the price of the food.
No, you're not. I agree with the price. You are saying the restaurant is better. I am arguing that price does not always indicate better. I'm saying you can charge more on the east side because you're on the east side.
But that's my point. You're paying more.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
For the same thing, you're saying. Yeah. Paying more for the same thing.
Do you really believe that the restaurants on the east side are better than the restaurants
on the west side? Because they fly these chefs in from all over the world.
Shut up, you idiot.
And they do their research.
Do they do their research?
Yes.
Wow, so the Wegmans plan went with everybody?
They kind of went with it, yeah.
Yeah, the Chipotle in Pittsburgh, they send them out to Mexico?
They send them out to Chipotleville.
Chipotleville?
That's a town.
I think we actually did shows there.
Yeah, good people.
I mean, like, when you live in the more expensive areas, mm-hmm. you get the quaint, you get the perceived safety, you get all the perks.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice.
But it drains your bank account way more than living in a place where your income is on par with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that, you still think you'd rather live in a wealthy area with no money.
Yeah, I do. I'm telling you, it always feels like I'm on vacation when I'm walking around there.
And all you do is bitch about how much everything costs.
But I always bitch on vacation. I always bitch.
I mean, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Like, you're busted.
Mm-hmm.
And you live in the wealthiest suburb in Monroe County.
Yeah. Lucked out.
Yes.
But I don't know if he did, because when I take my family out to dinner in Henrietta, the price at the end is a hell of a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if my wife wants to go to a restaurant in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. there is a significant difference.
Oh, it jumps.
In the bill.
Yeah.
And you got to spend that every time you go out.
Even if you just go out for basics like ice cream.
Yes!
Like, to go to that Pittsburgh dairy, and it is beautiful, but it is a country club for cream. It's the only way I can describe it, man.
Wasn't that your mother's nickname, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My mother loved cream.
Yeah, she's full of it. But you were saying?
They call her Creamy Edie.
Oh, that grossed me out. Oh, if you're watching the live stream, even he knows he went too far.
It's the second week in a row you've come up with a nickname for your mom, your own mother. It's kind of weird. It's like we're not doing our jobs.
Yes, right. Like, let me show you how this is done. My mother's a whore and she likes batch. Kimmy, would you rather live in a place with no, well, a place with, let me try
more affordable place?
Nope. Hold on. High income for everybody else, low income for yourself, low income for you, or high income for you, or lower, you know what I'm saying. Go ahead.
I like the first option, only because I like having options. I like having stuff to do. And a lot of those other places you've described, like, you may have the money to spend, but what are you spending it on,
okay.
I guess?
All right.
I don't know.
So you want to live in you don't want to live in a rich community?
No, I'm saying, like, I would like to live in a community that has more things to do, which tend to be those
wealthier community.
Yeah. And that people look better. You know?
You are such an arrogant prick.
Yeah, some of these places you go to, man, people look a little rough.
Okay, bro.
Like, one eye's bigger than the other.
I'm literally looking at your eyes. One eye is
people
bigger.
People missing stuff.
How many jobs do they have?
Oh, at least three jobs by the airport, but not in the airport.
And where do they get the clothes they wear?
All their clothes are birthday presents. And they probably manage two different dart leagues.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Of the 62 counties in the state of New York, Monroe County is the 21st wealthiest county in terms of annual income. The median income in Monroe County, that's not average, that's right in the middle. Because I got people writing, like, the salaries in the city of Rochester brings it down. No, that's why we went medium. Median, the average... The median income, $74,409 in Monroe County, which is above the national average. And there are lots of people listening that do not make that money.
Yeah.
So you are living with less money in a place that has more wealth around you. So the poorest county in New York State is the Bronx, downstate. But that's hard to compare to us. The second poorest county is Chautauqua County.
Where is Chautauqua?
That is west of us, touching the Pennsylvania border.
Oh.
Fredonia is there. Jamestown is there.
South of Buffalo.
Yes, and there are native reservations.
Right. Yeah.
And if you've ever driven through there, it is a poor, poor place.
You've driven through there. There's not even a lot of spots to like stop.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of drive through there on your way to Erie. That's where you stop.
I mean, every time we drive down 90 through Fredonia and Dunkirk, I have family in Dunkirk. Like, it's just another check off of the list of a business that I could see from the throughway that is closed. Like, they used to have one of those standalone JCPenney's.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's way back.
Old school.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Now, you're right, Kimmy. In that community, there was going to be less to do.
Mm.
But everything that costs in that community is going to cost far less.
But you also have far less money.
Not necessarily. No, I'm saying, like, there are people that have jobs that pay them well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, if your income is above.
Right, so your money goes farther.
Yes, where everyone else, your money's going to go farther. So you have less entertainment, but you have less stress when it comes to your bills. You have more options for things. You can buy more things.
Yeah.
Is that not better? No?
But then you're around poor people. Like, you know, that's kind of depressing.
You're poor.
Yeah, but you'd be the poor person to the other people in the other situation.
Can I time out? Can I use my second time out of the show?
What?
Thank you. Okay.
I'm like top shelf poor.
No, you're not.
Yeah, look at these shoes.
You think when you walk around Pittsford, people don't know exactly what you
are? I don't look poor. I look normal.
No, you don't look
You
normal.
Think I look poor?
No, I think, yeah. I think it's not about.
I walk around with a cup asking for money.
It's not about.
I don't do that anymore.
It's not about looks.
What?
It's about attitude.
What's wrong with my attitude?
Bro, they know that you're
you
not.
You think I sound poor?
You can barely speak English.
Well, I'm an immigrant.
From Jersey?
Yeah, maybe.
Bro, those people know you're not one of them. And I can't believe it's taking you this long to understand.
What is not Pittsford about me?
What do you want? People in Pittsford could afford to get rid of their varicose veins. How about that? Veinsveinsveins.com. They don't even sell for us. It's just such a good website. Bro, they know you don't have money. You are who we're describing, who you're like, yeah, those people are stupid or busted.
I'm getting emails from Danny Wegman. What are you talking about?
252 WCMF. Do we want Monroe County to become wealthier?
Yes.
Why?
You always want money, well, man. Money makes it go.
But it doesn't mean you're going to get the money.
No, but there is a pride in like
not
being a crap hole.
Right. Thank you.
Like, you don't want
you
people
become a
from,
joke.
You don't want you don't want people from other parts of the state making jokes on your behalf, right? Because it seems like a place nobody wants to live.
Yeah, you're right.
You're joke town.
I mean, we do take shots at Utica. And
right. Exactly.
And all those
exactly.
Right.
But counterpoint to that, like if you go to like what is it, Dutchess County is like right outside of the city.
Yeah.
And they have these beautiful mansions and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to survive in that place.
Yeah.
Right? There's no way you can live there.
Well, Dutchess County is really like have and have nots.
That's what
it's,
I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of like Canandaigua.
So let's use Canandaigua as a perfect example, right? Canandaigua is a beautiful community with a whole bunch of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Right? But if you live in a trailer, which there are people that do, right? What can you afford to do? Can you go out to dinner? Can you go walk down Main Street and shop in those quaint little shops?
No, you probably work for rich people.
There you go. Does that sound awesome?
No, but maybe they leave some stuff lying around.
That's called stealing.
No.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
It's like unused.
You're describing stealing.
Maybe look at my watch.
Okay. Like, we're seeing it with the housing market.
Mm-hmm.
As we have people that have more money than we do moving in from out of town and just snapping up these houses because it's nothing to them. They're used to $300,000, $400,000, $600,000, $700,000 houses.
Right.
And just that little thing has made life harder.
Yeah, true.
Right? And I mean, you can't tell me over the last 5-6 years as richer, more wealthy people have moved into the East Side that you haven't noticed a raise in price.
Yeah, yes. I told you, like, when the houses went on sale in our neighborhood, the line of people.
Oh, I mean with everything else. I mean when you get across drinks, when you get dinner, when you go out to shopping.
Yeah, even your boy's place, he raises prices.
Why are you saying that to me? Like, I had a discussion
your boy.
With him. What are you talking about? I haven't seen a kid in like 6 years.
Oh, all right.
And last time I saw him, I said, hey, don't raise your prices. Like, it feels like where we're at now, Monroe County is the perfect spot to be. 62 counties.
Like, let's just coast in the middle somewhere.
Right? We're in the top third.
Above average. Yeah.
Yes, we're way above average, right? Mm-hmm. We're in the 33rd percentile.
Yeah, it's nice around here.
Exactly. Like, you can afford to do things if you don't have that $74,000, right? But you're not in a spot where you can't drive to somewhere that has stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Yeah, it's very fair.
All right, good. We won. Congratulations, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fool me once,
yeah.
Shame on you. Mm. Fool me twice,
what happens?
Shame on me.
Well, you should write that down.
Who do we shame when we get fooled like 15 times?
Oh.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fan of live music,
yeah,
odds are pretty good. You've spent a ton of money on a concert thinking this will be the last time you'll get to see this person in person.
Sure.
And you did it again.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it again. Because one man should not be able to do what he's doing at his age. And he's back on the road. And you want to say this is his last hurrah, but we thought that like a year and a half ago.
But there are a bunch of these dudes running around the country right now.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. So the tickets for Paul McCartney's show in Buffalo in November go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And if they have not already sold out with pre-sale,
yeah,
they're going to sell out like almost immediately.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney is 83 years old.
God damn.
But he's music royalty.
Yeah.
He's actually literal royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, you just saw him, what, 2 years ago in Syracuse?
It was 2 years ago, and I think it was the same tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, yeah.
Paul McCartney,
I don't know if he's
back,
like consistently been doing it or if he took a break or what.
Well, I don't know if you heard the song. He's a band on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you said even at 81 at the time.
Yeah, I mean, he played all the way through. I don't think he took a break at all, so no. It was the full like 2.5-3 hour show that he played.
That's and incredible.
Definitely had energy.
All right, did you assume when you went to see him in Syracuse that would be the last tour he would ever do?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seemed like
you wouldn't think he'd be back.
Because it doesn't even seem like he's a guy that tours often, too, right? Like, I don't think he's... Has he like been on the road up until that point?
I can't remember the last time he was around here,
yeah,
before Syracuse.
So I kind of figured even if he did go back on tour, he wouldn't come back up here.
Okay, it is time to face facts.
What's that?
No artist is ever doing an actual farewell tour ever again. And going further, if you are a fan of live music,
yeah,
you should never assume, based on sickness, age, whatever, that when you are going to see someone, it will be their last show.
But we got to be getting close with some of these dudes, right, man.
You say that every year. We've been on this show together now for almost 15 years. You have said that once a week for 15 years.
How long can these guys... I know Willie's still on the road, right?
Bro, right now, Willie and Bob Dylan...
Oh, that's right. They're coming. Did they already come?
I think they're coming. Whether or not they've come
and
to
Terry Mellencamp, right?
Mellencamp is on the road. With the Outlaw Tour, the Willie Dylan show, that's coming to SPAC soon. Is it Smack
Attack? So he's got to be 90.
Snack Attack? What?
He's got to be 90.
Yeah, he's close.
Yeah.
If he's not there.
And Dylan's got to be close to 90.
When you have a biopic about your life, maybe they should make a rule like you can't do live concerts anymore. But look, how many people listening to this show right now have spent a literal fortune on tickets to see The Stones, Kiss, Metallica, Elton John, Billy Joel, the big names that come through, assuming this is my last chance to see them live, only for that artist to go right back on the road a year or two later and charge the same amount of money to go see them? I mean, the funniest example of this phenomenon might be Motley Crue.
Yeah.
So they did a farewell tour.
Yeah.
All together as a band. They did a press conference before the tour where they had their headstones in front of each of them.
Mm-hmm.
They signed a, quote, contract saying they would never, ever, ever tour again. They did the summer tour.
Yep.
That Netflix docudrama came out about them. The popularity got up. 2 months after the tour was over, they announced they were doing another tour.
There must be just so much money to be made. They can't say no. And it's so easy for them now.
Okay, I get guys like Motley Crue need the money.
But you also just, like, to your point, you love doing it. You get treated like royalty wherever you go. And you just, you're having fun.
Do you think there's also a fear of, like, if I stop doing this, I'm going to die?
Yes.
Joe Paterno syndrome.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys get that.
The life I know. The life that I've lived up to this point has been on the road performing.
It's possible, but I would also think, like, when you talk about guys like Mick and Keith,
mm-hmm.
right? When you talk about the guys in Kiss, Billy Joel. I mean, Billy Joel is off the road now because of some neurological issue.
Well, yeah.
But I am going to guarantee he will be touring again. It just has that feeling like, oh, I figured out a way around it. I'm going to go. I would also fear at that age being on the road could kill me.
Yeah, but it seems like if I stop, I die.
Maybe they'd rather go out that way.
Tommy's theory now?
Yeah, because I don't know what their life is like when it's quiet.
Right. They hate it probably.
Okay, but it's funny, you know, you say you get treated like royalty. Billy Joel, Mick, Keith, the guys from Metallica, Kiss, they get treated like royalty wherever they go.
Yeah, but like with the fans and you're doing something, not just I'm walking down the street. Because I can't think of many women that do this. Female artists that go super long.
Cher's
about it. I can't think of...
Bonnie Raitt just came. I mean, she's not like the echelon of who we're talking
about. I'm thinking like Madonna.
She's still performing too.
Yeah.
She does?
Well, her tour was... Didn't they have problems selling tickets to her last tour?
Maybe. But I think... But she's still out there
doing stuff. Fair enough.
I don't know.
But I mean, Cher still sells out.
Yeah.
She's got a huge fan base.
Well, yeah, she does.
I mean...
I would think women, if the fans are there, they would be performing.
Well, and if we're going
to there ain't many of them.
If we're going to get down to like a, deeper level here.
Why there aren't as many.
Yeah, I mean, it's harder for a woman to stay in the public eye as she gets older, at least traditionally.
Right, because of how they look.
Exactly, right? It's not fair.
Right.
But, I mean, Cher has
the Fugly Tour.
I mean, I think you're going to see it more. Well, think of all the female artists right now with, like, residencies. Like, Beyonce's going to be one of those people that tours forever. I mean, think of her fan base.
But
I'm thinking how many brides are up there in their 80s and
90s. She'll go late.
Okay, so Taylor Swift.
Hey, here, Ann Margaret's coming to town. What a foot stopper.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Yes, because she should go.
Ann Margaret? Wow.
Oh, my God.
Man, even at 60, she was a smoke show and grumpy-year-old man.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you want
to... I think you'll see in the future more women going long.
Okay, so you want to talk about older women that are successful touring, now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Shania Twain is currently on tour. She's 60.
Okay, and she looks phenomenal.
I saw a picture of her yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Calm down.
No, she is. She's striking.
Yeah. Oh, all those country artists, like, again... They have bigger fan base, so they can hopefully extend that into their later
years. Do I want to see a 90-year-old Reba McEntire?
But she's got Bonnie Raitt, I would. She's got the chops. Like, if you have the musical chops, it doesn't matter how old
you are. Here's the good thing about Bonnie Raitt.
Don't you dick.
Don't
you dick.
She was never a beautiful woman.
By the way, she's 75.
And she looks it. But she never was known for her looks. She was known for her music.
Her musicianship. You got that?
I got it. But you know I'm right.
No,
if Bonnie Raitt started out like a smoke show, then turned into Bonnie Raitt.
All right, now you got me doing it. Right. I can give you an example of you being wrong about what you're saying.
Prove me wrong, Pat.
252 WCM, if we're talking about Paul McCartney, he's back on the road again. Tickets for his show in Buffalo in November go on sale today at 10 a.m. And Everybody listening to this show, if you are a fan of live music, have spent a fortune to see the Stones, Kiss, Metallica, Elton John, Billy Joel, who else, whoever else, because this is the last time they're coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a year or two later, you got to be kidding me, and we can never do this again. You cannot assume they're going to stop touring. Talking about women going long. Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Dolly Parton is doing residency in Las Vegas later this year. She's definitely been going a long time.
Oh, yeah.
She was gorgeous, still is gorgeous.
Well, she looks kind of weird.
Yeah, man, it's not easy being an 80-year-old woman.
By the way, are you going to see Paul McCartney because you got a crush on him?
Well, he actually kind of looks like Dolly Parton now.
I mean, all artists as they age are not going to be, not going to have those looks.
But Dolly
male
is the
or
one.
Female.
Dolly's the one that looks like, yeah, there's no rush. You don't think she's ever going to die.
Well,
you don't think she's ever going to stop because she just goes.
Well, and most of her is under 20 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Most of her parts, yeah.
Yeah. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, brother?
Anyone see the irony of a guy who talks on the radio complaining about a woman's musician?
She just can't get it over anymore, Jeremy.
All you dumb bastards can't come up with two women who've been going long. How about Stevie Nicks and Hart?
Great call.
You work on a classic rock station.
Oh, that's a great
how
call.
Old is she?
So Stevie Nicks has got to be in her 70s now, right, Jeremy?
Are they still touring?
Yes, and so is Ann Wilson, I believe.
All right, so I'm glad you brought up... I'm sorry, Jeremy. Let me cut you off real quick as you talk about Stevie Nicks. I'm glad you brought that up. Yesterday, there's this big mystery that showed up on social media.
What's that?
Stevie Nicks tweeted out like the first line of a poem, and Lindsey Buckingham separately tweeted out like the last line of the poem. So people are speculating that even though Christine McVie just passed away, that they may be going back out on tour together.
All right.
But go ahead, Jeremy. I'm sorry.
I don't know. She seemed pretty broken up about it, and that... You know, it wouldn't be the same. Anyways, we have to make a delineation between bands who say we're done and bands who never say we're done. Paul, Ringo, I don't even think going back Frank Sinatra. I mean, they never said they're done. They just one day weren't there.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to these guys who are just awful, you know, these guys like Motley Crue and other bands are like, yeah, this is our farewell tour. And then they just show up and they look horrible. I mean, I saw Paul at the same show that Kimmy did. He was fantastic.
But you
I
were
have
broke.
No problem seeing him again. I'm sorry?
But you were broke. Always crying poor. Now you're down at the McCartney show, throwing it around, flashing your gold card, big shot.
No, I was flashing my dinner club card from Telly Savalas or whatever the hell that was.
Players Club, baby.
By the way, he went to the end, too, sucking on those suckers.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Jeremy, I understand what you're saying. No, you're absolutely right. There are folks that are just dicks that are saying final tour just to get a cash grab and go back out. But even, you know, guys that say they're not going to, I do think when you start to see some of these artists and you start to look on their Wikipedia page and see their age, you assume it's the last one.
Or they're having some medical problems.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess. But it's up to us as the consumer to say, do we want to spend the money to see a person who's older now or do we want to remember the last time we saw them? Or, you know, not have that image ruined. I don't know, man. The music industry has changed. The only way that people make money now is either streaming on YouTube or going on tour. Record sales are no longer there, so that's how they make their money.
He's right.
If you like an artist, go see him. Support him.
No,
that's all I got. Have a good weekend, Dix.
See you, buddy. No, he makes a really good point. Like, you know, 30 years ago, they could make a buck every album they sold
and make
tens of millions of dollars. Now they're not.
Paul is struggling.
Well, but that's the weird part about this, too, because I get that for someone like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, who's the shirtless kid who does backflips on PXY.
Oh, your fantasy?
Benson Boone. Yes, I wish I could do a backflip. That is my fantasy. But, like, I get it for them. Yeah. Paul McCartney doesn't need the money.
No.
Mick doesn't need the
money.
Only
people we just mentioned are billionaires.
All right, I mean, Rich brings up a good point on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, talking about why the older ones keep going out.
Yeah.
He says, older artists still need the validation. It's all they know. Being afraid of being forgotten
may
have something to do with it.
Sure.
I also think artists are going to be able to go longer because of, you're going to some of these shows, like the biggest shows we just talked about, to see the artists, but to also see the production around the artists. Like, they put so much money into, like, everything around the artist in those shows where they could go pretty long with just standing on the stage and everybody's still entertained because of all the stuff going on around them.
No, that's a good point. It's not just standing on stage anymore.
The bells and whistles.
Yeah. Exactly. And even with, like, you know, bands that have the musicianship that can get that over, there are still the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You never see someone, you know, Paul McCartney could just stand on a stage and play and no one would be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But even he had all that stuff going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had, certain artists around him, too, that would do their own thing.
So when Cher came to town, She had live animals on stage. Giraffes.
Wait, because, seriously?
Yes. Like, she had full-on production and animals on stage.
You remember, Kimmy, you remember when she had to yell at the giraffe?
Oh, I don't remember trainer? That. Yeah, what did that sound like?
We have audio of that, actually.
Oh, that's a giraffe going, man. We go, Cesar, crank on that thing.
No, I said Cher.
Rise the Sunny.
I said Cher, not Elvis. You know, we do look like dicks now, as we were trying to come up with women artists that are touring.
Yeah, but they may not be right.
Cher, Bonnie Raitt,
yeah.
Jeremy brought up, you're right, Fleetwood Mac, yeah, Stevie Nicks, and Hart. Wendy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. She says, I was at Janet Jackson's concert in May. It was phenomenal. She's ageless. She sang 42 songs,
wow,
no breaks, and danced the entire time.
I didn't know she was on a road.
I would see Janet Jackson live,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. Even illnesses that kept guys off the road for decades have managed their ways back to perform. For
who's
example,
that?
Well, like locally, Lou Gramm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, not, yeah. He had a rough go.
Health issues kept him off the road for a long time. He has been performing with Foreigner on their latest summer tour. I mean, 15 years ago, Tommy, if I told you that Lou Gramm would be back fronting Foreigner on a South American tour,
no,
you'd have thought I was insane.
Yeah. He doesn't need the money. Why is he putting himself through it?
So there are lessons we can take from this.
What's that?
One, never take an artist at their word when they say this is it, because it rarely is. Never assume the artist is too old, too frail, too sick to go out and do this again, because we talked yesterday morning, Frankie Valli at 91 years old.
What a show, buddy.
Just booked another tour, the closest.
Hip-shaking Frankie.
Yeah, but that's from Parkinson. He's going to be in Binghamton. And some artists won't out and out say it, but they will imply to, hey, I'm getting old over here.
Yeah,
you might want to come out.
Yeah.
Ah. But there's a problem on the other side of this, too.
What's that?
These artists that we're discussing.
Yeah.
Are performing at such old ages. Paul McCartney at 83, Frankie Valli at 91, all the guys from the Stones, Cher, whoever.
Yeah.
They could all die tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying.
And it wouldn't be a huge shock.
No.
Not to sound insensitive.
No, but, you know, you get up there.
So, like, let's say Paul McCartney dies in the middle of this tour. He's 83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's way past average life expectancy.
Oh, yeah.
So, on one hand, if they are alive, odds are pretty good they're going to tour again. But when they can die at any moment, you do have that fear of, I'm never going to see him, or I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah, there's a sense of urgency here.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm a fan, I'm going.
You know what the other problem could be in getting people to spend a fortune on these shows?
Yeah.
Arena rock artists are dwindling.
Oh.
And when I say arena rock, I don't mean like hair metal. I mean artists
that can fill an arena.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With just a guitar or a piano, put in enough energy where the presence is worth the price of admission. Like, when you think of artists under 60 that can still do that, you've got, like, the Foo Fighters, Rage Against the Machine, Blink-182 has been selling out arenas.
But Oasis. Okay,
great one.
Yeah.
But outside of them, right? Like, I know Taylor Swift and Beyonce, but that's more modern. Arena rock?
Yeah, but there's probably some kids coming up we don't know about yet.
Bro, I'm telling you, that genre.
You think it's done?
I don't think it exists, at least right now.
Oh.
Not to say it'll never come back again.
Well, like, the kids
you're. Metallica, kind of.
The people your kids listen to.
They're all pop artists.
Yeah, but they probably still fill, don't they?
Oh no, yes,
they do.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But they're in their prime.
Oh.
He's talking about like aging bands, of in a way.
And even like I'm thinking like Kimmy, like bands that play instruments. And I don't mean to sound like old man standing on a lawn because I get that.
Oh, coming out of a computer. They are.
And yes, I know Taylor Swift plays a guitar. What I'm getting at is, if you were to put 3 or 4 artists on a stage with their instruments and have them play them live and fill an arena, under. Who modern does that? Jonas Brothers?
Are they even still together?
Yeah, I just
thought
saw
they did their own separate stuff now.
I think they're back together.
Are they?
They got a song now. But that's like it. And, I mean, it's okay that arena rock might be dying.
Yeah, well, but the thing was, like, when I was a kid, like, the popular groups were, like, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. They didn't play instruments. I mean, they are on, like, a big. They have that big residency right now at the Sphere, the Backstreet Boys, that's been selling well. But I wouldn't, it's not quite the same
exactly.
thing as what you're talking about. But that was what we were into as kids.
Okay. I'm not, that whole thing makes me sad. Like, I get that.
But you're asking, like, where those bands are. Well, there weren't really those bands.
But there were. You had Coheed and Cambria. You had the Foo Fighters.
Those bands didn't.
Blink-182.
They had a very, besides Blink-182, a lot of those bands had a very short stint.
It's just weird that our generation, outside of the Foo Fighters, Blink-182, Rage Against the Machine, didn't hold on to the artists that could play music and fill an arena. Where you're right, Sum 41, I just don't know why I picked them. They can't fill an arena, but the Backstreet Boys can.
Yeah.
It's strange.
You kind of forgot about them. I don't know why.
Because, like, if you go to the next generation,
yeah.
if Donny Osmond were to go on tour.
Donny Osmond?
He's not going to fill an arena, right?
No.
But Billy Joel can.
Oh, sure.
The Stones can.
Yeah.
It's like a flip happened all of a sudden. I don't know.
It's all going away, Pat.
Well, look, go get your Paul McCartney tickets. He could die tomorrow. Well, actually, after November. We'll
take your $1,000 and go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Losing your mobility. Yeah. Stuff's coming to an end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, not finding joy in things anymore.
Yeah.
Stuff's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is one definite thing where when this stops being funny,
yeah,
you know that life as you know it is over.
All right.
And if this ever happens to me, mm-hmm, I'm serious. I want you to put me down like I'm Old Yeller.
Consider it done.
You're hanging out the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, the British Open is happening this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And we are not a big golf show, but there's a reason we are bringing this up. Yesterday, Scottie Scheffler, he's an American, right?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He had an approach shot on the 17th.
Yeah.
And during his approach shot.
No.
One of the spectators apparently got so excited.
Yeah.
Something happened. This is the audio that was broadcast internationally.
Wow.
During Scheffler's shot at the British Open yesterday.
I mean, this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
Oh my God. So is that from the gallery?
It sounds like it's from the gallery.
Man, that is loud. Speaking of downwind,
can you give it to me one more time?
And I can't think of anything else that would be.
Right. Definitely,
you can't like blame it on the wind or like the sound of the ball, or you know what I mean?
Well, look, they have those guys, the audio guys, that hold those big satellites.
Somebody got
like directional mics.
That had to be someone standing right next to the guy with the mic. Listen to it again.
I mean, this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
It's funny, too, because even the guys on the broadcast here.
What are you laughing about?
There's so much to say about that show.
A good Scottish fart.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, my God, that is loud.
All right, now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We do not know who the farter was.
Yeah.
The phantom farter at the British Open yesterday has not identified himself. But this story has gone internationally viral, yeah. Obviously, because it's funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they were saving it till after he swung, too? Like, holding
good question.
It?
But I wouldn't think didn't who mess would him hear up. It. If I'm in a golf tournament, a pack full
you
of
know,
people,
though,
it's
when
major.
It's going to make a noise.
Yeah, but I'd never think it's going to be on TV.
But if you're close to him, I would be worried about doing it right as he's swinging.
In his back swing, you farted in his back swing. Well, no, if that person was trying to hold it in to not, you wait till the clapping starts and then you cover
it. Yeah, but maybe you couldn't hold it any longer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, there's also those times, too, where you think it's going to be silent.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of times in Marshalls where I've, like, gone around a corner thinking I'm going to be able to cut a silent one. Or, All right. So, like we said, this farter has not been identified. If you knew this was you and you found out how big this story has gotten, are you publicly identifying yourself? Keep in mind you have a wife.
No.
Do you
single
think
she, me? Yes.
Do you think your wife would be that upset with you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she'd be pissed.
Why?
She would be embarrassed.
Everybody farts.
Listen, man, I agree.
But now you're known for it.
But I have... Does your wife point out when you fart? Like, you know you farted.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah,
yes, I am aware what I just did. But she'll go, yes, that was my ass, yes.
But does she do it when you don't say anything or make a noise?
I
kind of get that, because all of a sudden it stinks, and it's like, hey, man, at least give me a heads up.
No, but like I usually don't do it like right there.
Like, I don't want to walk through your fart cloud. If I know it happened, if you say something, I'm not going to say anything because I know it's there.
House.
Should have taken a fart cord is what you should have done. No, I mean, I've been married to my wife now for 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm totally comfortable dropping ass around her, and she hates it.
Yeah.
Like, freaks out. But here's what bothers me.
Uh-huh. It's the smell that bothers her more than the fart.
No, because I have very loud farts. You guys have heard them.
Yeah, and they stink.
I got, like, trumpet ass.
Mm.
But, like...
That's what I hear.
If I do it in the house when we're in bed,
yeah.
I get that she's upset, but again, it's like, what do you want me to do?
Now I'm trapped with it.
Here's what really bothers me.
Right.
Like, if we're outside walking around.
Yeah, those
outside
don't count.
Farts
Thank you.
Are fair.
No, but
fair
she,
game.
No, she'll point them out. We'll be walking down the canal.
Well, no, I get her doing it with you because you do it in this room, and then you get up and you walk out the door and just leave it all up to mystery.
You are a dick.
Mystery fart.
No, but like, if
Pat
I'm.
And I are like, what's that smell?
Yeah, it smells like prunes and a dead rabbit. If I am outside and I drop ass, what is my other...
Those don't count.
Thank you. You're not going to smell anything. The noise is funny. Can't we all agree like this was a fun time had by all?
Yes.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this moment yesterday at the British Open. Scottie Scheffler on the 17th. He's got an approach shot. He's rough, but that grass was not the roughest thing on the broadcast at the time.
I mean, this is a great view of it here because so far above the green... Downwind, you can get onto this green, but Scheffler.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say your husband's a golf guy.
Yeah.
Right? He went to the PGA Championship. Let's say your husband was the one who farted on international television.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, story goes viral. He lays claim to it. Would that bother you?
No. I mean, I guess embrace your... Brace your butt noises. I don't care.
The story's so funny. It's gone so viral. They want to interview him on Good Morning America.
Ooh, look at that.
And he goes, I want you
to- I said way more embarrassing things about him in this room.
Okay. Oh, but
so,
you're not asking. I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
He wants you. They want him on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, we'd like to interview your wife also. Would you go on Good Morning America for his fart interview next to him?
I would be there to support him in
his
fart journey.
Because there's certain, like, so when Gene Wilder died, I found out my wife had never seen Blazing Saddles.
Okay.
And I said, it's one of the greatest comedies ever written.
Agreed.
And then I realized what I had just said, knowing that my wife would hate this movie. Based on a few things, one of them is one of the funniest fart scenes ever around the campfire. So I just kind of let it go and I never brought it up again.
That's a good call.
But I didn't think about it at first, knowing that she would hate it.
I find it strange, like, as time has moved forward, gender roles have changed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything's different now. I do find it weird that women over the last 10 years have not embraced farts as much as they've embraced all
other.
Maybe
the younger ones have. I'm
telling you, they ain't. My daughters flip out.
Yeah, but like, it'll always be.
Let me ask you this. Because we agree farts are funny.
Yes.
I got no problem farting in front of you. Let's say, hypothetically, Kimmy's on the phone right now. She walks in tomorrow and just drops a massive, loud ass bomb. Are you laughing or are you horrified?
Oh, I'm laughing my ass off. Because we had a female co-host. That did it all the time, man.
Like, openly?
And, oh, yeah. I mean, not, like, as a joke.
Okay.
But T and I would kill her for it, man.
No, but the fact that you were killing her tells me you're not okay with it.
Well, we're making fun of her, but she would get upset and embarrassed that we pointed it out. Well, how could you not?
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I will go out of my way to make it sound as loud as possible to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And you have never once made fun of me for farting.
No.
But you would make fun of Kimmy for
because it's so rare.
No, you like, he wouldn't make fun of me. He'd be grossed out.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
No, so no, grossed out.
I would make fun of
you. L, why'd you do that? You're a lady. L. That's gross. Ladies don't fart.
All right, let's say Breezy down on PXY.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine his reaction.
Well, it's kind of built into her name.
And she's wearing a tennis skirt.
Okay.
She comes out and she goes, pull my finger, and looks you right in the face.
No, I can't do that.
Do you pull her finger?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to get called into HR.
Well, no, she asked you to pull her finger.
I could see you going to HR.
Breezy farted in front of me. I saw
it. She made me pull her finger.
Her tennis skirt moved a little bit in the back.
So I had to pull her finger and she farted.
Would you pull her finger? You said no. You're such a bitch.
Like, she'll come down here and say stuff that
I'm shocked by
shouldn't shock you based on the things you have lived through in this room.
I know.
And she'll walk out and be like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. It happened, oh my God.
It happened the other day. We're all sitting in here.
I'm such a prude.
So it's Kimmy, Tommy, me, Hope from the country station,
TJ
from the country
station. Yeah.
And then Breezy's sitting here, and she's telling us a story, and the story is hilarious,
yes,
right?
It is.
And she's going on, and Kimmy and I and everyone else in the room are howling, and you were so uncomfortable, you were just staring at her with your mouth open.
I just didn't know women talk like that.
You had the Gen Z stare.
Yes, I did. I did do that. It was graphic talk coming from a lady.
Graphic talk!
Graphic talk.
We're going to do the...
Didn't a woman put her breast milk in your coffee?
Yes.
And you're shocked by what Breezy says?
I am.
We're about to do a segment called The Creep Cap in like 35 minutes. Graphic talk.
Oh my God, she was in the bathroom and she talked about it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.